Hi, I'm Wendy Francis, nutrition therapist, emotional eating expert, and entrepreneur. I've helped countless people overcome their obsession with food and weight. Isn't it time you overcame what you had become and ignite who you were meant to be? Your time to become an overcomer starts now. Hi, everyone. Welcome to another edition of Overcoming Your Emotional Eating. Today's call is a topic I love immensely. I don't love that it happens, if it happens to me, friend, a family member, a client, but it happens a lot. And when I see things that happen a lot, I like to figure out why. Why do we do them? And then how do we not do them, right? We have all had things we've worked towards enormously, and they were working. And then we just stopped. We quit. We turned away from the success. Why do we do that? Some people call it self-sabotage. I don't like to identify with labels. I think labels can hurt us and harm us. I like to look at those patterns. So that's the topic for today's call. Why do I quit when things are actually working? Why would I do that? No, there's nothing wrong with you. In fact, everything is right. Take a listen. And if you love what you hear, take a look at www.wendyfrancis.com. Got some great things, and we'll be having some new things come in 2022 for you. Thanks for listening.
Awesome. So great to be here with you guys. Again, I always love these times. And today, a very special edition, so to speak, our very special content orientation tonight. Actually, a number of weeks ago, and I wish I could tell you how many, but it's probably three or four, we asked for a request of what people actually wanted to hear on these calls. And a woman brought up the fact that she wanted to know why she quit when things were working out so well. So why did she, when things were going so good with her food and her weight and her body change, why did she stop, was her question. And she wanted me to bring that to content today. So I heard you, I hear you, and I'm going to talk about that tonight because it's a very interesting facet of the mind, why this happens. And there are real reasons. And I don't like when people just say things like, well, I just self-sabotage all the time. Yes, and why do you do it, right? So I don't like for anybody to identify with a diagnosis, for anybody to identify with a specific identity like self-sabotage. Because the reality is we're all human, and we do things out of our humanness. You see, the only limit really is you. And the more you learn about you, the more limitless you will be. In all the years that I've worked in practice working with people on various levels, whether that be in an eating disorder setting, a weight loss arena, or even in my coaching practice or working with business owners, I see this pattern happen. Either somebody getting to a point where they've really got great momentum and working towards some facet of success, and then all of a sudden, they just stop. They stop. They get uncomfortable in one way or another, and they just stop. So the question is, why would we do that, right? Because we know, right, we want these things, at least from a cognitive level. Everybody thinks, oh, I want to be successful. Oh, I want to look different. Oh, I want to please other people. Oh, I want to make a lot of money, right? Or I want to dress this way or be that way. Everybody has those things. So why don't we get to the point where we can all own that greatness, so to speak, in whatever way that is? There really is reasons for it. You're not crazy. There's nothing necessarily wrong with you. It's understanding why you do what you do so that you're not limited anymore. One of the biggest reasons why people move into this pattern of quitting when things are going well is because of fear. Most people I've worked with don't identify that until after the fact. And they really only identify it when I question them. We tend to not really think about fear coming up when things are working well. We only really think of fear coming up when things aren't working well, right? And then we're afraid that we're going to have a heart attack, or our diabetes is going to, you know, kill us, or this or that's going to happen. We only think of the fear of when things aren't working. But the truth is, many people have a fear of failing, right? So if you have failed before in a recovery pattern, in an emotional eating pattern, in weight loss arena, if you have failed before, and for many of my clients, they failed a number of times in whatever way they were working, whatever they were working towards, the fear of failing is overwhelming. And so rather than failing, we might as well just quit. Now, I know we think that doesn't make sense cognitively, but it really does make sense to our unconscious brain, because that fear becomes so uncomfortable that you just have to leap out of what you're doing. However, what's more important, even than the fear of failing, is the fear of being successful. I know nobody thinks about that. I'm going to tell you, in my career, and even sometimes in my life, I've watched so many people struggle because of the fear of actually succeeding. And we don't really recognize that. In fact, you don't. If you don't know to look for that, you don't look for that. It's just not anything we think is going to happen. We think, of course, we want to be successful. Why would we not want to be? But the truth is, the path to success is really stressful, and being successful, if it's not normal or comfortable for you, it's really difficult to own. I'll talk more about this in a minute, but it's very, very true. Fear of being successful is even greater than the fear of failing, so fear can be an underlying reason why some people quit when things are working. Another is insecurity. Honestly. In order to be successful, own success, feel successful, be powerful, own our power, we can't be insecure. We have to be confident, feel worthy, feel deserving. We have to have that feeling of I am worth it in order to really move forward into that destination, whatever that destination is for you. So if there is a level of insecurity, it is very difficult to move into full-fledged success around something and stay there. Number three, the need for control. Some people quit while they're ahead, so to speak, is because they feel that need to control what they're doing. So whether that's in a good way or a bad way, the truth is the need for control can actually control us, and it can bring us down. More so, I find this next one to be really applicable for many people, and I've done it myself many times in my life. I'm trying at this point to not do it anymore. It is a real work, realistically. But what we know we do when we do something wrong, not right, maybe we move in the wrong direction, we do something wrong to somebody else, whatever that is, we tend to then place the blame on other people. And when we do that, we do not accept responsibility, right, for what we've done. And then you'll wind up quitting when things are working, because if you blame other people, oh, she was eating that, or he was doing that, or he said that and it made me quit. Well, when we do that, we give our power away. When we place the blame on other people, we lose all of our power. And in fact, we lose all of our control. I know it might feel better in the moment to go, oh, not about me. But the truth is, here's the truth, right? You then have no control or no power over your life. And that will wind up putting you in a cascade of continually quitting because there's no feeling of locus of control. Now, all of these things can be caused by some other things, right? So why do we quit when we're ahead? Why do we quit when we're winning? It's the topic I'm talking about. And that can be caused, right? So those are the emotions, but it can be caused by anxiety and stress, right? So if a situation provokes feelings of stress or anxiety, it's common to push it away to prevent the negative emotions. So for example, I'm going to bring it to a couple different levels so you could hear this for you maybe, or for someone you know. When I was working with clients who were recovering from anorexia nervosa or bulimia nervosa, when they tried to eat, it provoked massive amounts of anxiety. Massive. Not little. Huge. And so it got so overwhelming at times that they just couldn't push through that. And they would quit even though their recovery was working. Conversely, right? If we look at overeating, if we use food as a method to cope with our anxiety and we are feeling anxiety and stress, well, then we've got to have that food to help us cope. There are other ways to do that, but if you don't know them, you've got to use it, right? You've got to use what you have. And so the reality is then you use food to regulate your anxiety and your stress. And in that moment, when that cake is in front of you and you're freaking out because you're in almost a panic attack fear mode, the truth is that cake seems like a much better option than feeling that feeling of anxiety or stress. And so there isn't really a forethought of, ooh, if I do this now, then I'm quitting while things are working, right? Because you're just caught up in the moment of what's going to make me feel better right now. I talked about the fear of failure and the fear of success. Those are more underlying for so many more people than we realize. And it's not anything that a lot of people recognize. So many people have come up to me and said, you know, I self-sabotage and I just don't do what I should do, or I do it for a while and then I can't do that. And I'll go, so what are you afraid of? And the truth is, they're like, well, I never thought about being afraid of anything. Well, of course not, because we're not taught to think about that. But the next time that happens for you, I want you to think about that question. What are you afraid of? What would it be like to be totally successful in whatever arena you're trying to conquer? Or are you afraid of failing? But fear can absolutely be an underlying cause of why people stop when they're moving so gracefully. Third cause, and this absolutely, I've worked with this time and time and time and time and time again. Childhood trauma or unhealthy patterns. So when children are experience trauma or have been put down regularly, so much so that their self-esteem, self-worth, feelings of deserving are so low that we don't feel good in our body. We don't feel good sometimes in our life. And so this not feeling good tends to feel comfortable. Okay, I know we're not supposed to feel comfortable in things that aren't good for us, but the truth is that's what the truth is. When we were put down, let down, shut down, when we were kids, we don't feel good about us, period. You can't until you reteach yourself. But if you don't know that that's a problem for you, it's really comfortable to be uncomfortable. Right? It's really comfortable to feel bad. And you may not even know that. There's also a pattern of body comfortability. And so I talked about this a number of calls ago with respect to people putting up walls with their weight. Because the truth is, if the size that your body is enables you to keep people out than if you do anything to upset that homeostasis, right? The reality is you are going to run as fast as you can from that. And so wherever we feel comfortable is where we want to live. It doesn't always mean it's what's good for us. It just means it's where we want to live. Negative relationships. If somebody is in a negative relationship, now that could be an unhealthy relationship. It can be with a spouse, a friend. The reality is unhealthy relationships can also bring us down, right? And in the moment, and then we have a hard time owning our greatness. And so those negative relationships have to shift in order for you to change. So how do you actually stop quitting when it is working, right? So first and foremost, right, you have to find why. I am a big proponent of figuring out what's going on behind the what, so to speak. Why are you quitting while you're ahead? Why is it? Is it fear? Is it a negative relationship? Is it fear of success, fear of failure? Is it childhood trauma? Is it unhealthy patterns? Like, what is it for you, right? So first and foremost, try to pinpoint why you stopped before, or hopefully not at all, but before you blame, shame, get mad at yourself, get mad at somebody else. Before you do any of that, just stop and look at it objectively, like, huh, I wonder why I did that. Everything was working. Why did I do that? Why did I stop? Just to get curious. So the first part is to really identify why you did it. Because that's the piece I feel like so many people miss. And then they try to move on to solutions so fast of like, oh, I heard that if I do this or that, right? Like, you can create a vision board. You can determine your why, which I've done so many calls on. But you can create a vision board of like where you want to go and what it's going to look like, and start to bring yourself into focus. I'm learning so much more about visioning right now because I'm creating a seminar to give in December. And so I'm learning so much about visioning and how the mind can become limitless and looking at visioning. But if you don't pinpoint what stopped you to begin with, you can't let that go to create a new vision and maybe to determine your real why, right? I've talked a lot about determining your real why. So once you pinpoint why you stopped, then you can do things like creating a vision board, determining your real why, putting that into your vision board, right? You can also tap your unconscious, right? We do not use our unconscious mind hardly at all. And it really contributes to 80% of our success. And so using your unconscious mind is absolutely needed, especially for things like this. So for example, if you're to figure out, oh, gosh, I have a real fear of being successful, right? I'm really afraid that if that happens, I'm going to lose my friends, lose my husband, lose my comfortable position in my job, whatever that is, right? And then the reality is then you've got to start to, one, deal with the reality. Is all those things true? Is that really true? And then you've got to tap your unconscious. So whether that's doing meditations, positive self-talk before bed, right? Playing music throughout the night that uplifts you. We know that that nighttime realm, we don't use our mind at all in the unconscious way. So many, many people are doing research on how to do that. What can you do throughout the evening, right? Playing songs that enable you to feel inspired, uplifted, to become who you really want to be. So getting new beliefs around who you are, who you really are, not who you were and not your roles, but who you are, right? So creating that new belief construct around that. I could talk for a long time about that, but I won't because we'll run out of time, right? But doing those things can help tap your unconscious. A negative mind can't create a positive thought. So you've got to change the mind to align with the body. And when we don't, and we're out of congruence from mind and body, we can't win. And that's why we quit. So create your positive thought and your positive mind, and it will move you in the direction that you really want, not the direction that's your old default.
Thanks for listening. If you like this podcast, share it with a friend. Rate, review, and subscribe. You never know who you'll help become the next overcomer.